So today is the Yahrzeit of the Chassam Sofer. And every year on this date, we give a shiur on Mishnosoi Shel Chassam Sofer. And we analyze one of the tshuvas and one of the fundamental psukim of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was probably the greatest halachic authority in his generation. And if the title Poisek Hador has become somewhat cheap in our time, one could say that the Chassam Sofer was the Poisek Hadoros, not only Poisek Hador in his day and age, and that was an age of giants. And the Chassam Sofer has a very special place in the annals of the development and the history of Torah Shebal Peh. So today, we will once again analyze and go through and try to learn one of the tshuvas in the Chassam Sofer. Today's shir is dedicated L'Arichas Yomeo, L'Rafua Shalema, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should sustain the good health of HaIsha HaChashuva Etel Bas Sora Welcher, the mother of the Welcher brothers in Joburg in South Africa. She should have Arichas Yomeo Vishonim and L'Rafua Shalema and good health and nachas from her beautiful children and grandchildren. L'Orech Yomim Toivim. Tshuvas Chassam Sofer or Chaim Simen Peh Gimel, the Chassam Sofer deals with a question which today bears less relevance. But until some years ago, special needs children did not have many institutions al Taharas HaKodesh. In recent years, we have developed an awareness that we too have special needs children and not only others. And today, in every major Jewish center, community, there are institutions, Al Taharas HaKodesh. But the Chassam Sofer deals with the question, a child that is mentally impaired, and by halachic definition, he would be considered and defined having the halachic status of a shoyte who is potter min ha-mitzvahs. Could he be put into a institution in which he will eat nevelas and treifas? Kot noichal nevelas ein beis mitzvah nahafrishoy. That's the halacha, the source of this major sugya being in Yevomes Kuf Yudalad. However, lo safinen lei biyodaim. And Chazal learned from three different sources: dam shrotzem and tumas koyanim, emoy veumar to lahazeg gedolim alaktanim, that there is a clear prohibition to feed a cotton Dvorim Asurim, whether it's Macholas Asurais or in any other area of Torah. And most of the Tshuva Chassam Sofer deals with the question, how do we define placing a child or a person in an institution? Would that be considered Safia Biyudayim? Because we are the one paying for him being in that institution, we're the one placing him in that institution, or maybe we're not the ones feeding him. He will eat by himself, or somebody on the staff of that institution will be feeding him. So the Chassam Sofer's conclusion is that that would not be defined as Sfiya Biyadayim. However, I want to analyze one point the Chassam Sofer makes, because it's very fundamental. And it is a svara which I applied to different areas. So the Chassam Sofer says, we need to differentiate between two different cases, two different circumstances. If it is a school, and there is a chance that they will advance this little boy or girl, and they will teach him, and he will progress, and he might achieve the status of a bar das, being chayev b'mitzvahs, that even if it won't be considered and defined as Sfiya Biyadayim, I would be matir, argues the Chassam Sofer. Even though Sfiya Biyadayim is an Issa D'Oraisa, I still would be matir. Why is that? Because the mitzvah and the necessity and the schus of bringing him into the status of being a bar chiyuva and enabling him to be mekayim tariag mitzvahs would override the issur of sfiya biyadayim. And the Chassam Sofer proves his point from a very unexpected and interesting source. Shin Dalet Mem Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, we learn the halacha of Misha Mahalach B'midbor Ve'eine Yodea Be'ezi Yoim Shabbos. Person is lost in the desert and he lost Cheshbon. He doesn't really know what day is Shabbos. But he could retrace the day he left the Yishuv, and he could assume that he probably didn't leave home and embark on his journey on Shabbos. So every seventh day, starting off with the day he left home, he could assume is a weekday and not a Shabbos. So on that day, he could do all the malachas. So that is the day in which he will cook and bake and sow and plow and do whatever he needs to do just for a sustenance in the desert. All the other days, he cannot do a malacha. However, he is allowed to move on and totally disregard Chum Shabbos. Not only Alpayim Amma, which is the Rabbonon, even Yud Beis Mil, which is Tchum and Diuraisa, he totally disregards Tchum Shabbos. Why? Why is that? It is an Issa Diuraisa. Because it is our primary interest to get him home as soon as possible. And our objective is to get him out of the desert. And therefore, even though he is prohibited to do any other malacha, he disregards Tchum Shabbos. So argues the Chasam Sofer, what we learn from this halacha is, we're matir Tchum Shabbos, even though it might be an avera d'oraisa b'kum v'aseh, to get him home as soon as possible. We will not keep him stuck in the desert, and bringing him home and enabling him to be mekayim mitzvah Shabbos b'chol proteil v'digdokei, who overrides Tchum Shabbos. And the Chasam Sofer learns a basic rule and a basic principle from this halacha. We will be mater sfiya biyadayim, giving him a cholas asurais, to enhance the possibility that he become a bar chiyuva and a bar das, and being mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. I think one could be mefakpek in this raya for three different reasons. One is brought up by the Chasam Sofer himself, even though in my opinion, that is the weakest taina. So the Chasam Sofer argues maybe we would differentiate between the case in which a person is in the midbar, he's a bar chiyuva. He is a bar chiyuva. And he is mechuyev in Shemira Shabbos. And therefore, we would enable him and we would be matir traveling more than a tchum Shabbos in order to bring him home and letting him be mekayim mitzvah Shabbos b'shleimus. Masha enkein, in our case, this child is not a bar chiyuva. If he's not a bar chiyuva, we don't have any chiyuv turning him into a bar chiyuva. Well, I think this is a lesser argument. He's not a bar chiyuva. He's also not a bar chiyuva lagabei macholos asuris. But the yisur of lois afinim biyadayim esapanas, not upon him. But nevertheless, I think there are two different arguments which are, in my opinion, more powerful and stronger to be mechalek, ben anidon u ben haraya. In the case of the person in the desert, it's only a suffik yisur, one out of 6 days. Only one out of 6 days is Shabbos. And he has to keep all six of them machmas ha-sofik. So when we enable him every day to go more than a tchum Shabbos, each and every given day is only a sofik, right? Ultimately, he will walk each and every one of those days, but nevertheless, every day is only a sofik yisur. Argument number three would be, in the case of the midbar, the one transgressing is the one that ultimately will benefit from the transgression, and he will come home to Mokim Yishev and be Mekayim the mitzvahs. In our case, it is the little boy that will reap the benefits, but it is us, and we are over on the Issel of Lois Afinim B'yadayim. V'chi oimrem lo'odam chatei kedei shi yiske chavecho. So are we entitled to be over and loisafinele biyadayim, to enhance the possibility that the little child ultimately will become a bar chiyuv? And this brings us to a big sugya. So Shabbos Daf Dalet, the Gemara says, "Eino imrim lo odem chatei kedei sheyiske chaveiroi." Erev v'lamed Beis, the Gemara says, "Nichalei lachoved eliyeved isura zitta v'loy leyeved amoras chavrei isura rabo." And Tosfos and the Rashba and most of the Rishonim deal with this obvious contradiction. In Tosfos and in the other Rishonim, we find two chilukim, two tirutzim. Shabbos Daf Dalet, the Gemara says, "Hidbik bas betana." A person put a loaf of dough into the oven. Would another person be required or entitled to take it out? Radiyas Apasas and Esed Rabbanon to save number one from a Malocha Diuraisa, Afia, and Bishul. The Gemara says, "No, ein oimrim lo odem chatei kedei sheyiske chaveiroi." In Erev and Amid Beis, we're dealing with a situation in which Mr. A sent Mr. B Peres Shel Tevel, and only after he sent that fruit does he realize that he didn't be Mafresh Tumas Amaisis and the Peres or Tevel. Would we say that Mr. A, that sent the fruit, should be Mafresh Tumas Amaisis Shalom and Amukaf, which is an Isser, to salvage Mr. B from a harsher Isser, a greater Isser of Achilles Tevel? And the Gemara says, yes. Nichalei lachava. So Tosfos suggests two different terutzim. In Erevin, Mr. Ray bears responsibility. He is the one that sent that fruit. So he is the one that's machshil Mr. B, who relies on his righteousness, on his tzidkis, to eat that fruit and to assume it's probably not devil. So he bears responsibility, and therefore he is the one to do an Isser Kal to save his chaver from an Isser Chomer. Masha Enkein, Hidbek Pas Betanar, and another person wants to save him from an Isser. Second Deretz in Tosfos differentiates between Posha and Loi Posha. Hidbek Pas Betanar Posha, and therefore you are a transgressor. Don't you expect somebody else to put his life on the line and to be over an Issachal to save you from an Issachomer, Masha Enkel and Eruvin, Loi Posha. And this is a major argumentation in Or HaChaim Simchin Vav, Tshuva Sarash, recorded in the Bis Yosef. Somebody rushes into Shul on Shabbos to tell Reb Reuven, Reb Shimon, Reb Levi that his little daughter was snatched off the street by Christian missionaries and taken to the monastery, to the church. Is he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to salvage her? You might be surprised to learn that the Rashba says no. Ein oinim ra'odem chetei kedei sheyizke chaveiroi. And the Bais Yosef says yes. And basically the argument is, which of the two terutzim are halachic ruling? If it's Posha, that little girl, Loi Posha, and therefore we should do an Isser Kal to salvage her from an Isser Chomer, and Shemad is definitely a sin in Isser Chomer against any other Aveda, even Chilul Shabbos. But if the accepted halachic approach is, it is only when we bear responsibility are we entitled and required to be over an Isser Kal to salvage another person from an Isser Chomer? Then in our case, the father didn't do anything, he isn't responsible. The Nachlas Shiva, going back almost 400 years, Simen Pei Gimel Hasharas HaTshuvos, brings up another approach. An approach which obviously neither the Rashba nor the Bais Yosef thought about. Or maybe they thought about it and they rejected it. But the Nachlas Shiva argues, Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmo Shabbosos Harb. This is a concept we find in Yuma Pehei, suggested by Reb Shimon ben Menasya as the source that Pikuach Nefesh Doicha Shabbos, Svora. Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmo Shabbosos Harb. So in Yuma, we're dealing with Hatzolas Odom Mimoves Lachayim, Pikuach Nefesh. The Nachla Shuvah broadens the scope of this idea. We're not dealing with a life and death situation, but rather with spiritual demise. But the Svora still applies, which is a big chiddush. But that is the opinion of the Nachla Shuvah. And the fact that the Rashi and the Beis Yosef did not use this Svora obviously proves that in their opinion, this Svora is not relevant only Memoves L'chaim, not in any other situation. The Chassam Sofer alludes to this Sugya, but he doesn't really go into a major in-depth discussion. So let's come back to the ruling of the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says, if the situation would be such that we could make progress with this child, teach him, counsel him, nurture him, and hopefully reach a matzav in which he would be a bar chiyuva, then there would be room for leniency to be matir sfiya biyodayim. So I asked, v'chi yomer la'odom chatei kedei sheyizkeh chaveiro? Well, yes. According to the Beis Yosef, being over once on an Isser of Sfiya B'Yadayim to enable the child all his life to be a Bar Chiyuva and be Mekayim many mitzvahs, that is a Surah Zuta against Mitzvah Rabba, Loi Posha. Kiven Sheloi Posha, Oimram La'odem Chatei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chaveiro. There is an interesting Shara Tzion, which always baffled me, at the end of Sementof Reish Nun Hei. Shara Tzion deals with the question, could Reuven be over on a Shavus to be Mezaka Shimon with a mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar? And the question is, v'chi yoymer lo'olam chatei kedei sheyizkeh chaveiro, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Shara Tzion, it's not chatei kedei sheyizkeh chaveiro, it's arvus. So, my responsibility that my fellow Jew should be Makayim a mitzvah is like my mitzvah, and therefore it's not Chadei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chaveiro. And I wonder, so when do we say the concept of V'chi Oimram La'odam Chadei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chaveiro? It is always Arvus. So maybe the Mishnah Berurah differentiates between a mitzvah asay and lavim. And therefore, his argument is, if I'm over on a shavuos to enable another person to be mekayim tkiyas shofar, it is as if I wasn't mekayim tkiyas shofar yet. Both Gemoras, Erev and Lamed Beis, Shabbos Tav Dalad, were dealing whether a person should do an avera kala to save another person from an avera chamura. But I still don't understand. The concept of Arvus refers to mitzvahs loises just as it refers to mitzvahs asay. To the contrary, the basic source of Arvus is v'koshlu ish ba'avoyin ochav kishyesh b'yodem limchoyz v'loim mocho, dealing with avedis and not with mitzvahs. So, if Arvus is considered as if it is my own mitzvah, so when would we ever say or use the concept v'chi oimrim l'odom chatei kedei sheyizkeh chaveiro? And therefore, I never really understood the svar of the Shara Tzion at the end of Sementof Reish Nun Hey. So even though we could dispute or argue against the raya of the Chassam Sofer from Misha Mahalach b'midbar v'ein yodeh b'eizi yom Shabbos, and the Chassam Sofer also alludes to the sugya of Chalol of Shabbos Achas, which we discussed, and the interesting svara of the Nachla Shiva. But nevertheless, I agree with the basic chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. And I don't think it has to do with Chatei Kedei Sheyizkeh Chaveiro, because Lo Yistafinan Biyodayim, just like Lifnei Ivar, is unique. True, it is our Isser, but it is all about him and not about us. It is about his mitzvahs. Lifnei Yevel Yisit Michshol, because we are responsible that another Jew should not transgress. And that is the same idea as Lo Yisafina Levi Yodayim, and therefore the focus should be he and not we. And just like he would be entitled to do an Issachar, to salvage himself and bring himself to be a Bar Chiyuva, the same rule would apply Lagabei Lifnei Yevel or Lo Safina Biyadayim. I think that some Sefer could have proved his point from Rabbi Kivega in Yoredei HaSimakuf Pei Aleph. Simakuf Pei Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim are not mechuyev in the lav of Hakavas Reish. Noshim don't have to grow payas. They also have no isur of being makif roishoy shel ish. However, when a woman is makif roishoy shel ish, she is oivan and lifnei yevel oisit michshol. Because regarding the lav of lois akifu, the Gemara says, echod amakav yechod anikav. Even the nikav b'shev al tais is oivan and a lav. And therefore, ishu hamakefes, roishoy shel ish, is oivan and lifnei yevel oisit michshol. Rabbi Kiva Eges Mechadash HaBeg Chedesh. If the situation is such that if she wouldn't shave his head, he would do it himself. If he would do it himself, he would be Oivan Shnei Lavim, Echad HaMakev, Echad HaNikav. Therefore, it is preferable that she shaves his head, and then he's Oivan one Lav. So that would not be an Issur of Lifnei Yevel Oisit Michshol. True, she directly causes him to be over and alive, but if she wouldn't do it, he would be over and shnei alive. What we see from Rabbi Kiva Eger is, regarding Lifnei Yevel, we make the cheshbon. What is the other option? What will happen if we would not initiate and do whatever we're doing? If he would do it himself, he would be over and shnei alive, and therefore and that would not be an issue of Lifnei Yevel. In a way, I think it's similar to the Chasam Sofer's Psak. Just doing nothing will mean that this child will never be have the schus of being Mekayim Mitzvahs Kebar Chiyuva Kemisha Mitzuva Voisa. So it is preferable to be Oivan and Loisafin Lebi Yadayim to enable him to achieve the status of a bar das and to be mekayim kol mitzvos haTorah kedas uchedin. I wrote at great length, and this tshuva wasn't printed yet, but one of the shiurim I said in Chol HaMoed was about this. As a general idea, we find in Poskim that sometimes it is mutter to do an iser be'kum va'asei, when our goal and objective and the outcome will be saving the same Indian from being done by others in a manner that is far worse and more damaging than what we are doing. I'm fully aware that this is a very general agdara which we cannot possibly grasp without hearing examples. So let me just give you the most basic source. This is a tshuva in Mari Vayel Siman Nun, quoted by the Ramo in Yeredei Shin Samaches Sif Aleph and in Bir HaGros Sham. And the basic source quoted by the Mari Vayel and Tumas Edeshin is Cheskiyo Melech Yehudo in Psochem Daf Nun Vav. Sefer Malachim Aleph Gimel, we learn that Cheskiyo Melech Yehudo chopped off the doors of the Heichel. Kitzetz Dalsas HaHechel, and he sent them to Melech Ashur as a gift to appease the Babylonian king. He shouldn't come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Cutting off, chopping off Dalsas HaHechel as a lav, lo yisasun kein l'shem elokechem. But if Cheskiyo Melech Yehuda judged that is the only way to save the Beis HaMikdash from total destruction, that would be mutter. Even though if the Babylonians, the Bavlim, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it is not our transgression. What could we have done? But nevertheless, saving the Beis Mikdash would permit destroying part of the Beis Mikdash, cutting off the doors and sending them to Melech Bava. And I brought many different sources in which we find a similar concept and a similar yesod. Let me just quote an interesting shul of the Chassam Sofer on Chelek Vav and Semeches, because today's shir is dedicated to Mishnosei Shel Chassam Sofer. Chelek Vav Semeches, the Chassam Sofer deals with a very sad, sad story. A kehillah hired an artist, and he wrote a beautiful shar, the Posek Zeh Shar L'Shem Tzadikim Yavayu Bo. And they plan to put it up in the entrance to the shul, or maybe on top of the Aron Kodesh. And a rosha came in the middle of the night, and he put that sign into the toilets, the washrooms. When members of the congregation saw that, they were shocked and dismayed. And the Chassam Sofer was asked, what could we do? And obviously there was no ability to detach it. So the Chassam Sofer writes, there is an issue of Mechikas Hashem. But in our case, Mechikas Hashem is Mishum Kvod Shemayim. Is there any greater chil Hashem than having this posik with Hashem HaMafoyrish in the washrooms, in the bathrooms? So the Chassam Sofer says, Eis lasas l'shem HaFeirish Ha'osecho, and he is matyo, erasing Mechikas Hashem. It's an interesting tshuva which has many different facets and many different yesodis which I dealt with at great length. To my dismay, I was asked many times similar questions. About 10 years ago, in Yiriyat Yerushalayim, maybe many of you listening to the shiur know where Har Chutzvim is, the big highway leading from the city in the direction of Ramot. One morning, people got up and they were shocked to see Yud Kei Vav Kei in big, bold letters on the road, on the asphalt. And, you know, we're living in a Jewish country, so the police locked off the road, and I was called by Iriyat Yerushalayim, and I said, take an Arab worker and have it whitewashed. Mechikas Hashem. So the Chassam Sofer is matter Mechikas Hashem when we're dealing with a tremendous and public Chilul Hashem, Eis Lasas L'Shem, Aferes Arasecho, V'Gedoyl Aveira L'Shmo. In another case, I was asked from a school in Yerushalayim, in which one of the kids, one of the Talmidim, went berserk for any reason, I don't know, probably he was very hurt or offended. I don't know exactly what the story was. But when the janitor came in the morning in the school, he found that all the shirutim, all the bathrooms, hundreds of times Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei was written on the doors, on the walls. So the school called me and I said, first of all, don't let the kids into the school. I don't want any of the kids to see Vahoyu, to see Kebales HaKodesh and bring an Arab worker and paint it over. So I had many yesodis and many reasons for this heter, but primarily I based my ruling on the Chassam Sofer. And in a way, this is similar to Cheskiyo Melech Yehuda and to Shin Samech Esif Alef in Yerodeya, in which Denamo quotes the Mari Weil, who bases his ruling on the story of Cheskiyo Melech Yehuda. So we dealt with the rulings and some of the yesodis of the Chassam Sofer in two different shuvas that in a way are related one to the other. So the Chassam Sofer was one of the greatest halachic authorities, and many of the yesodis of Psak apply today originate from the Chassam Sofer. Was the Chassam Sofer a machmir or a meikel? Depends whom you ask. And depends that person who you asked how thoroughly versed he is b'mishnasoi shel Chassam Sofer. So one of the famous axioms quoted in the name of the Chassam Sofer, maybe the most famous, Chodesh Osam Min HaTorah. The Chassam Sofer was in the forefront on the battle of our Mesoidus. In the later days of the Chassam Sofer, the reform and the Haskalah was on the march. When the Chassam Sofer was a young boy, I think, Moshe Mendelssohn arrived in Berlin and opened a new chapter in the modern history of the Jewish people. The Haskalah movement. And in the early years of the Chassam Sofer was in the forefront on the Melchama on Kachi Yisrael. In Hungary, total war broke out after the Ptira of the Chassam Sofer, Lacha She'ola B'Sa'ar HaShamayim, and it was the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer that rise to the challenge. Tshuvas Maharam Shik and many other of the great disciples of the Chassam Sofer. So it is well known in the name of the Chassam Sofer, Chodosh Osam Minatoiv. We should be extremely cautious with any chadoshes. We have our tradition and our mesoras and minig avoseinu biyudeinu. So the Chassam Sofer was hostile, totally hostile, to anything that is new and different to be mesoras beis Yisrael. But many of you will be startled to learn that the most famous tshuva in which the Chassam Sofer uses this expression, Chodesh Osam Min HaTorah, is in Tshuvas Or HaChaim, Simekuf Peyalaf, and in that tshuva he rejects a chumra and not a kul. That tshuva deals with the Shir Esrig, and there were some that wanted to argue that the Esrig needs a bigger Shir, and the Chassam Sofer writes, no, we cannot change our Mesoras, Chodesh Osam Min HaTorah. And by using this word, Hagedora, Chodesh Osam Min HaTorah, the Chassam Sofer in that tshuva, or Chaim Kuf Beyalav, is rejecting a chumra and not a kula. True, in other sources in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, he uses the same expression when he is rejecting kulas. Two examples, Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Chaim Simachov Ches and Simachov Mem Ches. Both of these sources, he uses the same expression, Chodesh Osam Min HaTorah, why he's rejecting kulas. What I mean to prove is, true gedolim of the caliber of the Chassam Sofer are neither machmirim nor mekilim. They strive to learn Torah's emes, bein lekula ubein lechumra. So I do not think one could define the Chassam Sofer or the Noida B'Yehuda or other great gedolim and poskim, were they machmirim or mekilim? They learned Torah's emes, and their rulings were pure Torah ba'amitoso, bein lekula ubein lechumra. And we find in Yerushalmi twice, Masechet Trumas daf lamed umed beis, Masechet Sota daf lamed aleph umed beis, Kishem she'asu letaheret hatameh, kachosa letameh es hatoher. It is the same. Letaheret hatameh is a distortion of Teres Emes, and letameh es hatoher as well. Ukishem she'asu letaheret hatameh, kachosa letameh es hatoher. Another famous expression which many people use when rejecting Koyche de Heteira is Borach Shem Mosar Oilomoy Leshoimrim. Understanding that Gedoli Yisrael are Shoimre Habayis and Keneged the Mekilim Borach Shemosan Oilomoy Leshoimrim. I think this expression Lemiut Zechraini is found only one time in Shas. And that is in Avodah Zorah Daf Mem Amud Beis. And in that specific sugya, the Gemara speaks about a kula and not a chumra. Rebbe was ill. It was suggested that he drinks yayin tapuchim. But in yayin tapuchim, there's a chshash yayin esach. Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yosi tells the Rebbe that I remember when my great father was ill, and he was mekel and he drank yayin tapuchim. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh relies on the story, on the testimony of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, and he drinks Yain Tepuchim, and he bounces back. And he is cured from his illness. And that is when he says, Baruch HaMokoyim Shemosa Olomai L'Shoimrim. The Shoimrim in that case are Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, who related the Kula that one could be lenient with Yayin Tepuchim. So Chodesh Osem in HaTorah doesn't necessarily mean that we have to reject every Kula. Neither does Mosor Olomai L'Shoimrim. We need to learn Torah Zemes, Lekula and Lechumra. Ukishem Shasur L'Taheret HaToma, Asur L'Tameet HaTorah. And we also always need to learn Torah Zemes, Bein Lekula and Bein Lechumra. We should totally reject those that are always makel, especially when there is no basis for kulas. We should also reject those that are always machmir. And every sugya and every halacha, we need to strive to the true understanding and the true havana, v'yehi rotzon shelo nekoshel bedvar halacha. And that is part of the legacy of the great Chassam Sofer, the Gadol HaDoros. Most of later Gedolim were influenced by the rulings and by the derech of the Chassam Sofer. Zchus Haytogon Oleinu v'al Kol Yisroel. We are living in testing times in every different aspect. In Halacha, in Hanhoga, and especially recently in Eretz Yisrael. Times of strife and bloodshed. Shekodesh Boruch Yerachem Aleinu. So in the Zchus of Talmud Torah, we are standing at the beginning of a new year, and the Zchus of our Tfilas. Shekodesh Boruch Yerachem Aleinu V'al Pleitas Amri Beis Yisrael. Mi she'omer lo ilomai dai yoyim l'tzoloseinu dai v'tishkoit ho'oretz. And we should know days of calm and serenity and peace. Lahagdil Torah la'adira. The schus of the great Chassam Sofer Yamad Lona v'l'kol Yisroel shenes borach babona b'chayim b'mezayin l'avicha. And this coming year should be a shenaz ge'ula v'yeshua lono v'l'kol beis Yisroel b'mehero v'yomeinu amen.